Coralville, November 14th, 2007. On microphone, Marlanka and Shiraz. In studio, Andrea. The weather in Oroville today is sunny, hazy, with a light blue sky. The temperature ranges between 18 and 32 degrees. The forecast for Thursday and Friday calls for scattered clouds.
The concept of citadines is an alternative proposal to residence and community building. While being rational, practical, and easy to maintain, it rests on the foundation of maintaining the basic ideals of Oroville. The prime criterion to live in citadines is to be dedicated to Oroville. Citadines is located in the city center of Oroville, behind the multimedia center in the habitat area. The first phase of citadines is planned to house 50 to 60 people. The design incorporates various solar technologies and sustainable building practices to have low mechanical energy usage and climatically comfortable interiors. The entire project will be financed by donations. This will allow further collective research towards a fraternal economy. Money will not be the criterion for allocating residents. The client-builder relationship will be eliminated. Oroville will take care of its committed citizens. There will be no sense of personal ownership, but rather a sense of sharing a collective asset of Oroville. The sense of mobility will be enhanced, as it will be easy to change from one flat to another, or from one building to another, as the citadines project develops and the situation of the occupants changes. The flats will be offered with no exchange of money. General maintenance will be operated through a citadines fund, which will get organized as the project evolves. For further details, please contact ariamoney@oroville.org.in, carlos@oroville.org.in, or louis@oroville.org.in.
A meeting of the organizers of restoration and protection of Tamil Nadu and the Puducherry coastline took place. It was found that within the past 6 months, about 45 meters of the quiet healing center beach was lost. 3 weeks ago, the sea had already ripped into the fence on the south side of the quiet compound. Experts agree that during the next few months, while the current moves north to south, some sand will be redeposited on the beach, which has already started. However, when the current changes and moves again from south to north, the erosion will resume. By April or May 2008, the sea may well be in the compound with buildings possibly flooded. The experts' recommendation was to undertake beach nourishment, which entails pumping sand from the seafloor to build up the beach. This method nourishes the coastline without causing more erosion further north. Quiet is a valuable part of the Oroville community, an asset of the Oroville Foundation that needs to be protected. It is hoped that this call for assistance will be heard.
The Oroville Theater Group presents Mora Dokmai Theater Troupe in a dance drama for children at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity on Sunday, November the 18th at 7 p.m. It will be performed in both English and Thai.
A program for newcomers and volunteers presenting an introduction to Mother, Sri Aurobindo, and Oroville is offered as interactive sessions on Thursdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. The first session will be Thursday, 22nd of November, entitled A New Consciousness Acting on Earth. The following Thursday offers Oroville, a new kind of society. For more information, contact unity@oroville.org.in.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka and Shiraz. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.